It is the pre-match warm-up. Arsenal up next for the Reds. It's Ian Ryan with Ian Salmon, Adam Smith, Neil Atkinson providing tactical input and much more, of course. And we will also have Laura Kirkfrancis a little bit later on. But Adam, there is loads going on. There's transfer bits and bobs bubbling away in the background. We will come on to that a little bit later. But first of all, there is a huge game of football taking place at Anfield on Sunday afternoon. It's come really, really early, but there's no getting away from it. It is a big one.
It's a huge one, yeah. I think especially the starts that the two teams have had, because, look, I know Arsenal won, was it 5-0 in the last game, but I still don't think they've looked particularly impressive, actually, in either of the two games. But then I don't think we have either, but you know, both teams got 6 points on the board, so you know you can't argue with that. And I think it's going to be the two of us there or thereabouts come the end of the season. Obviously, City are City. You know, you can never rule them out. But I think it's probably going to be another one where the two of us go head to head. So you only get two opportunities to directly influence how many points they get on the board compared to us. This is one of them, and it's the home game. So in some ways, I think it's must win.
Still the two teams for UE that you'd fancy to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season. I mean, what this does give is an opportunity for someone to lay a little bit of a marker down, especially with that international break, you know, coming up after these set of fixtures. There's a 2-week break. It always feels nice just to have that positive result before you have those 2 weeks off.
Yeah, it's a big psychological moment now, isn't it? It is the two of us going for it. City will still be strong. There could be a couple of surprise packages there. Chelsea have strengthened. Spurs look like they might have something about them now. They've actually got a manager who's willing to change how he plays football, but I think it does come down to two of us, and I think Arsenal have strengthened very, very well this summer. They've added to what they had last summer without actually letting anyone go, whereas we've brought great players in, but we've also lost a few great players. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like there's a balance there at the moment between the two of us, so we may actually be closer than we were at the end of last season, which I'm not overly happy about, but this is the challenge, isn't it? The transfer window doesn't end till Monday, so there's still time to bring people in. But the challenge is to beat them again. And if you can start off with an actual win against them after a couple of draws last season, it's a great start.